traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'll say this. I was pretty sure. I was pretty goddamn sure that I didn't have a micro penis. And like, even now, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure.
But, I'm sure. But according to...
Go back to Plymouth fucking Rock, you pilgrim. Like, other people drive cars. You look like you just came here on the fucking Mayflower, dude. Like, how did you end up looking like such a pilgrim?
Bro... Leave him alone.
Does he not look like a pilgrim, bro? I'm not saying that. That is where my disses will end, and there's not even a diss. It's just a factual situation. Logan's a lax, bro. We got a dwarf that looks like...
What?
And we got Spencer.
Tread lightly.
Come on. Right. Come on.
Tread lightly.
Come on.
Okay, who looks like Eddie Van Halen. Okay. That said, you look like a bearded pilgrim.
I'll just go ahead.
Can you show him really quick?
I'll start the show.
I don't know.
I'll start the show probably right now. Here we go. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world, episode 101. We fucking did it.
Yo,
I can't believe it. Wow. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little slow today. I just woke up from a nap. Spencer just woke up from a nap. Episode 100 was live. It was a 3-hour mega show. MGK performed. We Skyped with Andy from Firefest. Theo Von came on and made some jokes. Hilarious guy. I sucked so much energy out of my body. Literally have no gas left in the tank today, and we have to do 2 podcasts. So bear with us. Hit that subscribe button. Again, we are the number one podcast in the world. We do an extended audio Q&A after the visual is done on Spotify and iTunes. It's great. We're here. We got sponsors now. I'm ex-controversial.
I can't believe it.
How's everyone feeling?
Bro, last night when we left, we had the little like after party, and everyone was like, yo, episode 100, bro. After party, even after the after party. It'll be at Warwick Cliffs. Let's roll. I go to, this is what I said. I go, I'm going to run upstairs quickly, shower, and get ready because I'm ready to rage.
Yep.
I literally took my shoes off, went upstairs, and fell asleep with my clothes on under the blankets. Yeah. He came in. He's like, Mike, you ready to go? And I was like, bro, it's 10 p.m. I'm exhausted. I just got into a physical altercation with your brother. I want to go to sleep, bro.
Jake and him,
I want to sleep,
fought
bro.
Off camera. Jake and him fought off camera. Yeah.
I'll be honest, that didn't
happen. No, that didn't happen. That was a lie. I lied. But yeah, a lot of things happened yesterday. I want to kind of debrief on the episode. So if you haven't seen episode 100, what are you doing?
This chair won't go down, dude.
Nothing. I told you.
If you haven't seen episode 100, please make sure to do so. We're going to post some clips on the Impulsive Show Instagram. Hey, man, I'm...
What do you got? Is it this that's...
It's just this kind of distracting. Like. Nope. Kind of looks like.
All right, cut the crap. All right,
it's
we've
not
had.
Working.
Okay.
It's not working.
All right.
Side note: that's a great position for sex. You when
dude,
you're,
that chair might help.
You know what I'm saying? When
can
you're
I, can
seated.
I, we talked about something last night. It was your sex addiction. Okay, I'm sorry.
Guys,
and just
can
no
I not
matter,
talk about
no
sex?
Matter what?
I was helping my boy out, and you had to bring sex into it.
Like, oh, because it looked like you're fucking.
Wow,
you're
perverted. No, I was helping my boy out.
Yo, you're bouncing up and down on his
lowering a chair. Okay.
quickly before I forget, I know you probably want to go in some sort of order, but I'm gonna launch this out. Right after the show last night, it was like the perfect time to debrief for Logan to be hanging out with his buddies, like cheers into like a great show. So it's me, him, and Spencer. We're doing our 3-person debrief, which we do after the show as we talk about what went right, what went wrong, what we liked. And we literally just get started. We're just diving into it. And I see Logan and his eyes just keep moving away from me while I'm talking. And a girl with yellow fucking hair starts walking over. And I go, not right now, man. We're debriefing. He goes, no, you're fine. Come on in. Take a seat. And I go, Logan, what's good? And
all of a sudden,
I start talking. And all of a sudden, I hear Logan go, I'm literally talking to you about the episode. He goes, how old are you? And she's like,
I'm 23.
And she's and he's like, 23? I bet you could teach me a few things.
He's
I'm like,
oh
bro, I go,
God.
I go,
that's
are you fucking
context.
Kidding me?
Would you have invited her into the, into the circle?
Wait, I want to address this because... Mike said the same thing yesterday, and I
guess it's like,
and
yeah,
I
God,
said
he'll fix it.
The same thing that I'm about to say. Like, why you do this?
this part, like this.
Yeah, like you know what you just said is an absolute lie.
No, You're a headline guy.
You're a headline guy.
Fair.
And plus, like, you twisted my words. I didn't say that.
What did you say? Sorry. What did you say?
She goes, I'm a mom. I go, you're a mom? How old are you? She goes, 23. I go, wow, you're a 23-year-old mom. You've probably seen some shit. You probably know some stuff. I bet you could teach me a few things.
Oh, I missed the mom part. I missed
that. You fucking moron.
Completely different than what you said.
You're an idiot. And I told you. No. I don't know if I missed the mom part.
We had this conversation
yesterday. Okay. And yes, it is better.
Yeah,
you can learn a lot of things from a 23-year-old
girl.
Wait. Let me ask. Would she have been invited into this circle if she couldn't have deep-throated the banana in such a magnificent way?
Wait, that was her? That was her?
Let me...
That was her. She's a mom that deep throats bananas on video.
No, wait, stop.
Okay, sorry.
Why are we starting off like this?
We're stuck in the dick sand.
Well, no, because now we're here. All right, and if we're here, I'm diving in because I have a story too about this. All right. Yes, it is this girl. She went viral on Instagram because she deep throated a banana.
Can we show this to not? Wow. I don't want. This
I think
age
so.
Hidden.
No, I think we can.
Sure?
Was
this before she was a mommy?
I don't know, but you probably have seen this video, guys.
Can't say I have. Oh my god.
Danny, look away. I'm serious.
Look, I mean, like she she was here. She was here for the live show.
This is recent.
And she was walking around, and sure, Mike was talking, but let's be honest, like how important are Mike's words really? So, and she's important.
Look at
obviously
the photo.
She's
right
important,
above
he said.
She just embraced it, bro. She bananas, got some, bro. Got some organic bananas.
Bro.
She got eggplants too.
Eggplant?
Oh no!
Oh yeah, and cucumbers.
What did she do with that?
I mean, you could take it, bro. It's like her thing, like fellatio on produce.
And so it's like we're here breaking down the most important episode of our life, and it's like Logan is like a little dog if you throw a little tennis toy. He's like this. She did dope banana. Gone, bro. Dude's gone. His brain just vanished.
I'm gonna be honest. I slid in her DMs.
Doesn't surprise me.
You didn't?
No.
And you're lying.
I didn't see the video, by the way.
Pull up her account.
I don't even know what her name is. What's her name?
Mina. But listen, I sent an eye emojis, eyes, and then she sent it back. And then I said, do you know what I hate? That was my second DM. I said, do you know what I hate? And she said, what's that? And I said, that I'm DMing you because I saw you sucking off a banana.
That's a good sign.
Like, I hate that about myself. Like, the inner man in me was like, oh my god, it's banana hot.
That's a good slide.
Pure caveman mentality, bro. Like, I'm a moron. It goes back to like, why do dudes like butt and boobs? They're just like round lumps on a girl's body.
Big fat boobs. Make with toast, butter toast, make boobs bad, fuck bad. Don't look at me like that, Evan. You shotgunned a beer on our fucking...
What? I haven't done anything.
I don't know. Nothing.
No, that was dope,
was
though, actually.
Dope.
It was
cool.
So dope, dude. Every frat in America went crazy when that happened.
No. Kept it sick.
Let's go.
But the live episode, guys, was absolutely crazy. I told Mike and a few other people, if I was capable of having panic attacks, it would have been a 3-hour panic attack.
The whole time.
It was torture. The whole thing was absolute torture. I was freaking out. Those who have watched a lot of episodes, you can probably tell I wasn't on. But I was internally combusting the entire 3 hours.
What happened? What went wrong?
I think
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I narrowed it down. I think it was the live audience. Not
that's
being
a lot
live.
Of people.
Yeah.
I was nervous as shotgunning a beer.
Bro, lot of people. And then here's the thing. They're not like necessarily like fans of Impulsive. They're like our
family
creators, so they're not laughing at all the jokes.
Yeah,
they're kind of like a dry audience.
Someone
like,
called them a do we have the exact terminology? So,
like,
I have
zombies
it.
Standing in
no,
line
no, no,
at the
no.
D&D or something.
Yeah,
I saw that.
This is my favorite comment. If you wrote this comment,
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Comment on the video. I'm happy for you. Leroy Jenkins.
Go figure.
That's who said it. Incredible. The audience looked like, oh, fuck.
It's okay. You probably just leave that word out.
The audience looked like a bunch of lunatics waiting for their number to be called at the DMV. And honestly, like.
It was bad. And like, so. It's just not as funny
without the word.
They made me nervous because it was such an interesting, do I play to the live audience or do I play to the cameras like we always do for every episode? And about halfway through, I finally got a rhythm and I actually apologized to Theo because it was such a, like, I've never met that dude before. And I'm actually a big fan of him.
I'm surprised you apologized because
I don't know if I apologized. Segment, I was like, I think I said, I'm sorry. It was such a shit show because it did feel like, bro, I mean, he came in, the desk is covered in confetti. There's a fucking alien over there with a stripper girlfriend, a tattoo artist proposing to Spencer for 15 minutes.
By the way, did anyone else notice that he was celebrating the day of his 3-year sobriety over an open bottle of tequila? I called it out. I don't know if everyone picked up on it.
Do you think he got contact drunk just from the scent?
Fumes?
Probably not.
To touch on Theo really quick, funniest person I've ever sat with. I literally could barely stop laughing the whole time. He is the most random, on point. Me and Spencer talked about it this morning. His biggest skill is his timing. He's able to keep you intrigued with the direction he thinks he's about to take a joke, and then he flips that shit on you so hard, dude, that like you're not expecting it. Like he's just incredible.
When we asked him if he was going to storm Area 51. And he goes, nah, you know, the thing about me is I'm more of an indoors type of guy.
My favorite part was when he talked about the dude who bent over and exposed his balls so he could make $15.
Yeah, like, and that dude owned like a putt-putt.
He was a manager
at a putt-putt.
And we would ask him these really long questions and he'd be like, yeah, I'm not even trying to think about all that.
Well, I'm not even thinking about all that. But yeah, he's amazing. We should have him back for a full hour episode.
Yep.
Banks came on. We got to have him back for a full hour episode. Died. Banks almost died. MGK threw a knife.
Oh, wow. That was crazy.
Not 6 inches from his face. MGK was here as well. And that was awesome. Yeah. That was fucking crazy. I have a whole list of things I want to go through here and maybe we should go like one by one. Can we talk about the lie detector test really quick? Cause this has been kind of eating my face.
Seems like, so I know what part's eating you up, actually maybe a couple even, but from what I understand, I asked this question on Twitter, what was everyone's favorite part of the show? It seems like the lie detector test was the kind of the overall climax of the show. A lot of insane truthhoods that came out of that lie detector test. And by the way, shout out John, the lie detector guy, who is a...
Why is he perfect for that position?
He literally has a robot. He's like a robo...
I asked him, hey, have you ever
smiled
before?
Didn't you see the Tesla logo on the back of his head?
There was a Tesla logo?
He was an electric man.
He's an Android. Okay.
There was one point where we had to stick a charging cord into his back. You guys didn't see this. It was under the table. It's off camera.
I said, John, have you ever smiled? He goes, no.
No.
This is polygraph.
When I thought he was starting to mess up on the questions... I was like, can you state your credentials quickly? Like, how long have you been doing this? He goes,
I've been polygraphing for 30 years.
And in what settings have you been doing it?
Family and testimonial.
No,
it's criminal and relationships.
I couldn't argue with you if I tried because you're a robot. You're a subhuman android.
What do you think he was like a child, though?
Probably the same guy.
Like he just came out the womb, not crying.
That size too.
He came out of the womb as John the polygrapher.
Yes,
he has an age.
John wasn't born. John was created in a lab, looking exactly the way he did when he came on the show yesterday.
So, dude, there's a couple.
We
got to talk about.
Well, there's a couple parts.
Do you really have a micro penis, dude?
So okay,
because I got to ask at least four times after.
Everyone's asking.
Really?
Girls are in my DMs. Right now, asking, does Logan really have a micro penis? If so, I need to see it.
It's crazy how this they want to see it.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Like, yeah, I got you.
Well, it's just like, an in. It's like, just an in.
Surprisingly, your stock might have just went up.
Oh, that's why I kind of like this rumor. I don't even know if I want to address it. Here's what I will say. I'm not going to sit here and be like, no, I don't have a micro penis. I'm a man. I'll say this. I was pretty goddamn sure that I didn't have a micro penis. And like, even now, I'm pretty sure. But according to John, I have a micro penis, which maybe he's right. In which case, how would you classify your penis?
So that's the part I don't get. Because I hate to say it like this, but like Logan is a fucking nudist, bro. He's on expose 24 hours. Literally, I walk into the bathroom and we'll have business meetings and he has a towel around him when I come in. So I'm like, now might be a good time for business meeting. Nope, it's time for him to dry his hair with the same towel. So it's just dicks out for the boys, dude, okay? So I have seen it. I can say for a fact that he does not have a micro penis. Or does he? Because here's the question.
Maybe it was just a hot day and it really needed to breathe.
And what I always thought was I was looking at his, or he was exposing, because I was looking at it, of course. He was exposing his flaccid penis. But what if the whole time his flaccid penis was his erect penis? So his little 1.5-inch flaccid penis is what he actually is when he's hard.
One and a half inch?
2.2 inches.
No, you should take a solid look at it next time.
I don't want to.
I know who has. I don't want to. You've had to have made a direct eye contact.
Well, I mean,
with it.
I'm right at that level. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have to make direct eye contact. I mean, yeah, 2.5, 3 inches.
Did you get any other point of measurement when you saw it? Like smell or anything?
Yeah, you have any other
one thumb
observation?
Yes. Finger, forearm.
Look, guys, we're in Dick's hand.
Let's get out.
The point is, you know, maybe our definition of micro penis is wrong.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The other one, though, the hamstring, I'm glad. As you guys know, I pulled my hamstring, and so I'm recovering from that still. And Mike's question was, did I fake it just to create some sort of excuse? The answer was no, and he said I was telling the truth there, which is good. But I was thinking, man, the Challenger games are coming up. July 27th, get your tickets.
I think I want to add on to that really quick.
It's fine. I'm just...
Get your tickets, I feel like is not enough. Get your tickets to what is the largest influencer event that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Every single influencer that you like and don't like is being a part of this. Everyone. Bradley Martin. I'm not even going to start naming them all. Name an influencer.
Were you going to say Riley Reid?
Yes. Bradley Martin. Name an influencer.
I was going to invite her, but I couldn't because sponsors.
Okay, yeah.
What if we get Pornhub to sponsor? Name an influencer in your mind right now. You watching this program, you beautiful, impulsive viewer. I love you, by the way. Name an influencer in your mind. 1, 2, 3, they're there. Yeah, Why have you not bought tickets? Why have you not bought a flight? What are you doing sitting on your ass eating Cheez-Its right now in Idaho?
Get your fucking tickets.
Activate.
And by the way, get ready to donate too, because there's going to be a donation link and the money's going to charity. It's for a good cause. But I'm nervous because my fucking hamstring, guys. I'm going to sports rehab every morning and I got to heal my shit.
How you feeling right now?
I don't know. I don't know.
You came in and you had like these big suction cup holes on your thighs.
They cupped me. You ever been cupped?
Oh, nope. You got cupped.
I got cupped this morning.
Really? I've been cuffed.
You've been cupped cuffed. Yeah, no, cupped where the cups go and they suck on your skin. Then
are you feeling better? Like, do you feel like you can compete?
No.
What does that do?
I don't know. Nothing, obviously. might take a while to set in. I feel I love this place I go to, but I question how many of the cool new experimental physical rehab things are actually effective.
How many cuppers do you think are also anti-vaxxers? Do you think there's a big correlation between the two?
No, not even close.
I don't know.
Are you saying that, Evan? In all honesty, like, did you think about what I said at all?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, we thought about it, but then we realized it's not even worth thinking about.
Spencer, did you get to fully download that? He asked me if I would suck a dick to save your life, and I said yes, and that was just truthhood.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
You know, I got you.
Thank you, bro. Yeah, when you said that, it really hit home.
Yeah,
it really did.
Would you do the same for me?
Absolutely.
Thank you, bro.
Now it's an absolutely. Yesterday it wasn't an absolutely. Oh. It was a. Sure.
Before he knew I would do it. So he's reciprocating energy.
Yeah. Was it
it was a sure.
I don't know if it was Logan as the example.
Yeah, it was
one of your boys.
No, it saved his life.
Oh, you did say sure. You sure'd me.
The greatest thing that could
have
happened.
I was in the hot seat, though.
The greatest thing that could have happened there was if I asked Logan if he would suck a dick to save my life and he said yes and it was a lie. I should have done it, dude. That would have been so funny.
I'm just still trying to figure out the moment in which a situation like that would happen.
Well, they keep calling it hypothetical, but I'm sure there's a ransom guy out there.
I'm sure it's absolutely.
He's like, listen, man, I'll kill everyone. I haven't had a blowjob since the Sadie Hawkins dance in 1972. And if you don't fucking blow me right now, I'm blowing your friend's head off. Like, I'm sure it happens more than we think, bro.
Sadie Hawkins. The fuck is what is Sadie Hawkins?
It's where the girls ask the guys to the dance. So he had some chick that really loved him back in 72, and she was like, Johnny, why don't you come to the dance with me? He hasn't gotten head since, bro. It's been a rough life for that psychopath.
Wow.
Good times.
All right, yeah. How long are we going to wait to cover the fucking major elephant in the room? Like, are we going to talk about this, or are we going to...
What? I was
like,
wondering it, too.
How long are we going to sit here?
Wait, what?
What do you mean, wait, what?
You guys think I'm addicted to sex?
No.
Oh, okay, that's not...
If the elephant's not big enough for him to know, then let's just keep moving. Maybe he's got...
What's the elephant?
Bro, I got attacked by the fucking little brother.
Oh!
Okay, I mean, literally shot the view count up to 70,000 concurrent viewers. It's been the talk of the internet today.
That's right. You and Jake went at it, but you held your ground. And it looks like, from this angle, the audience has sided with Hey Big Mike.
It's not really angle thing. It's pretty conclusive. It's pretty conclusive. It was my calm and professional approach asking for him to
Bro,
say.
Bro, you were, I'm not going to lie, you were on. And the moment you started rebuttaling him, I was like, fuck, dude, Mike is just so much more eloquent and on right now than Jake is currently. And he doesn't stand a chance. When you asked him to cite examples of you being a clout chaser and whatever.
Selfish clout chaser.
And I did this to you on your episode. I was like, if you can't provide examples, it's tough. But I will side with Jake because...
Wait, side with Jake totally
on this one point that he made. He's like, yo, I'm not the type of person to like write things down. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
There's a circumstance that strikes him and makes him feel a certain way. And he clocks his feeling, but he doesn't write down the event.
My thought on that quickly, and I just have like a little thing that I want to say is... Normally, if he said there's been multiple examples that have proven this thesis, usually you're able to recall one of them.
Yeah.
You know, something that made you feel that way. And the one that he brought up was unfortunately not his fault, but he was lied to. Like, about some all-inclusive trip that I went on that never fucking happened. Do you know what I'm saying?
Got to gather the facts.
Quickly, here's a fact. One, was in contact with Jake, tried to contact Jake last night, sent him a very long text message today. I do want to talk to him. I want to sit and talk with him. I have no appetite to continue this whatsoever. I'm going to say one last thing on it today, and then I'm never talking about this ever again.
Respect.
I, no matter if I was pushed to do it or if I did it because I thought it was funny, I should not be taking jabs, shots, whatever you want to call it, at someone that's in our quote unquote family. Really in his family, but in our quote unquote extended family. He's a younger brother of mine. Not by blood, but by relationship. There's no reason for me to be doing that.
But
stuff.
Devil's avocados.
Ooh.
He took some shots.
He did.
So what are you gonna just roll over and be a bitch?
Not really, but maybe. But maybe. Maybe you just take the high road when it comes to family members. He did. The reason I went off in Sweden and said stuff about his friends was when he called me a dick rider. He was joking, and that was a weird thing about it to me, too. Like, you launch an insult out, someone else launches an insult back. Theirs is a little bit worse, but I took all the blame on that. Like, he kind of kicked it off. Anyways, I don't want to play the blame game. Jake Paul, I am sorry for saying the things that I said about you. I'm sure you've got great friends. You've got a great family. I want nothing more than to be cool with you. Your brother's my best friend. I love you, and I hope that we can square this all away and make it right. And also, yeah, that's it.
It was entertaining though, bro.
Yeah, that's
like, what it really was. Like, the people liked it. A lot of the comments said that was their favorite part. Unfortunately,
I hate when drama is the favorite part. Like, I have no appetite for that shit.
There was like literally everything about yesterday's shit. I wouldn't be surprised if that was one of the best live shows ever on YouTube. Everything about that, there was so much happening and so many good things went down. Like, remember when the aliens from Area 51 somehow
showed up?
Randomly?
Yeah, that was interesting.
And he happened to be In the skin of the Russian guy that I boxed. Yeah. He somehow took on that victory form.
He's a shapeshifter.
In that skin and a costume of an alien. Like a fake costume of an alien. He had two costumes on.
That was odd.
And that girl that you won just so happened to also be the other alien.
Did you hear what he said? He's like, you can't change her mind. She can only change her mind. 2019.
Only girls can change their mind.
Fair
girl.
Enough,
thank
man.
You.
I hope I make the right decisions in life because I would hate to be indecisive. Because
only girls can change their mind.
Not sure that's how it works.
Is that an accurate statement, sir?
I don't think so.
I've been thinking a lot about this Area 51 thing, guys.
Are we going to go?
Maybe.
Set up shop?
Wow, that was a quick answer.
Maybe.
Set up shop in the Sprinter, do a little,
I won't
little
do
podcast.
It.
You want to do it?
I'm out.
To do it.
You don't think we could get a sick piece of content just talking to
you?
Outside the games?
I don't know if I want to go in there, huh?
No, but here's the problem. U.S. carpet bombing is not the most accurate. Okay, and so when these mother, hear me out, when these 2.4 or 2.6 million extremely strange people storm Area 51, and there is what's called a precision airstrike, they're not always precise. Schools get hit, all kinds of horrible things happen. So say we're outside the red zone talking to people, I'm not trying to take an ICBM to the head. That's the last thing I want, bro. Yeah. And by the way, why would an intercontinental ballistic missile be dropped from a plane? Why did I say that?
Yeah, it's on the same continent.
It's the same continent. It's coming from the air, dude. Yeah. What's wrong with me? Yeah. Like, why would you say that, dude? Fuck.
Yeah, maybe we set that play out. I don't know. It's just legendary if it actually happens. It really is.
We might go. Hey, comment below if you think we should go. We might hit that.
What was your least favorite thing that happened on the show last night?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
It was all great. I think... I'm not gonna lie. I was really unhappy with the audience, dude.
Oh,
I was just really unhappy with the audience.
They would get really loud at some points, too.
Yeah, because Dylan forced them.
I'm talking about they would talk.
I think he threw a piece of meat into the crowd a couple times.
Oh.
Stirred them up.
Yeah.
They went for it.
What's good with that? Like, you're half... real half fake girlfriend was in the crowd.
Bro,
even she couldn't spark up some applause. Like, what's good?
Can we cut this at its head right now?
Like literally or metaphorically?
Where is this coming from?
I don't know. You're the one that lied about it. I asked a simple question, and you threw a 20-year veteran of polygraphy.
It's true. I don't even think. I don't even know if. Are you aware of what it means to date someone?
Again, that's what I said yesterday. I think I have a skewed version of reality.
Yeah.
Like, in her mind, bro.
Yeah, but you didn't base your answer on what's in her mind.
No, you based
your answer on what's in your
mind. But in my mind, like,
maybe it's in his subconscious.
Very goddamn mind. Clear that I don't think, you know, I don't even like talking about
this.
Can we
talk about the conversation you had prior to the show?
Yeah. Okay. I hate using names and stuff, but there's a girl here.
No.
Listen, this girl, and I took her aside before the show started, and I was like, hey, you're going to hear some things that you don't want to hear, and I know you're so sweet, such a sweet girl, and I'm so sorry for this, but I need you to not take anything personal and understand that I'm playing to the camera and the audience, and I'm going to try to block the live audience out, even though this may hurt your feelings. Like, I did warn her.
That's good.
And I did do that.
By the way, he prefaced that entire statement with, hey, Mike, maybe you should be a part of this.
Well, I was going to do it alone, but Mike walks by at the best times, always like this. By the way, always like this. He goes,
I was in some.
He's always on his phone smiling. That. And I was like, yes, Mike.
And I walked over and he goes, unnamed female, I may say some things tonight that will offend you. And I go, Mom, dinner now? And literally ran out of the room, dude.
Well, by the way.
Your mom grinded.
I hate
on
that
MGK.
I exploit my life for this. My mom did grind on an MGK. That was weird.
I don't know
we'll
if she,
get to
she
that.
Didn't like grind on him.
She's a hoe, dude.
I mean,
she
Pam's not.
Ew, no,
bro. Like, bro, she was twerking upside down with her ass in Coulson's face. How is she not a hoe?
Diplo express herself. Yes, it did. She wall twerked. She wall twerked with a 1 and a 40, dude.
No, it didn't.
Okay. Were you there?
Watch the footage.
Actually, I think you were there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was 100%
there. Well, that makes it pretty tricky for me to argue this case. I did not expect that. Spencer, what was your least favorite part of the show?
I didn't really have one.
I know, because you're all positive and vegan and air and water. Make something up. Make something up, dude. There had to be one. We confronted your girlfriend about crying during sex. anything.
Oh, yeah.
She reposted it on Instagram today, by the way, which is amazing.
That wasn't bad.
What do you got?
I got nothing.
Damn.
It was incredible. It was a great show. We pulled it off. That's internet history.
Oh, can I give my worst word quickly? I want to touch on sweating and nerves, and you talked about yourself having a panic attack the whole time.
Yeah.
The studio audience, paired with the fact that any one thing I said could be my ultimate downfall or the downfall of this show, Dylan with the goddamn fucking clipboard piercing. I'm like, Dylan, chill out. Like, there's just so much going on. And so I was at any moment in that show, I was but seconds from a sweating attack. Seconds, bro, okay? And the whole show, I had one good friend. My biggest fan, some would say. He's quite small, but he is the most important thing in my life, okay? And Banks came to the show and he said, Mike, the only way I'll ever do impulsive is if I sit in your seat. He likes the idea of taking my seat. I said, Banks, you're a friend of mine. You can do it. The problem was not that he took my seat. The problem is...
he took the fan.
The fan stayed with the seat. So I ended up tucked in the corner up there, no headphones.
With your button down?
With my one button down, no fan, just fucking sweating.
Yeah.
Just sweating like I popped a fucking molly, dude, after 10 years clean. Like, it was bad, bro. Yeah. No one could save me, dude.
Yeah, you were struggling.
And since you were sitting to my right, you were right here, you looked smaller, too.
Like, I was smaller.
Big Mike was now just little Mike.
Sweaty little Mike.
MGK sweaty little right Mike. Too.
Bro, he was there, and he gave me this look like 15 times. Like, who the fuck is you?
Ooh, dude, yeah. MGK was...
He was kind of spicy.
Yeah, he was going after you.
Well, Banks, he went after everyone. He's spicy. He's a spicy man on interviews.
Yeah, he came on. Great. He rocked it, bro. And after the show, someone had to tell him that he threw a knife at Banks. He goes, oh, I did? That's awesome.
Hell yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I had some I had some tea I was trying to spill, and that got him mad, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't want that.
We ain't spilling that tea now, either. I'll tell you that much. Last thing I want is MGK shooting up my playground. All right, I don't know. Can I
definitely cut that?
Okay. All right, fine, Evan. I know you're the king of cards.
I am.
Can you mark that, please?
Hey, did you? No, I bet that'll stay.
It's fine.
Did you? I know you didn't, but did you like the conversation with Andy from Firefest?
I did. I actually enjoyed
it. No, it's not that I didn't.
I enjoyed it. It was interesting, hearing such a eloquent speaker.
I was about to say, I like listening to him.
He was good.
Yeah.
He was good. I am shocked that he's thinking about doing. Well, I thought it was very interesting that he owns a sustainable music festival company, but he's willing to soak cork for 250,000 water bottles.
What was the word? What was the
soak
word?
Cork.
Soak cork.
Is that, have you heard that one before?
Yeah, for sure.
You have?
Yeah, it's a Jimmy Fallon skit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, if you knew,
shit,
you knew.
I feel uncultured.
You're a cork soaker.
Yeah.
You soak cork.
I feel like an uncultured swine right now.
Swine.
Swine flu.
Swine flu. It wasn't that I didn't enjoy it. It was at a time when the show was at its messiest, bro. By the way, I saw you trying to accept, Evan, you get, when we talk about socially, like, tough issues, you get a little clammed up. Are you doing all right? We talk about men on men, BJs, playground shootings. Like, what, you all right?
Yeah.
All right, fine, man.
What playground shootings have we talked about?
Yeah, well, what the fuck?
Yeah, what do you...
I just said...
Are you high? Did you smoke peyote again?
No, I
again?
Took... Paolo gave me CBD, bro. And I think it might have been...
Oh, he was handing everyone CBD yesterday, bro. He gave me two cards of CBD. I'm like, Pete, what is this? He goes, that's the company you're going to invest in. I said, oh, okay. And I was... And they're gummies. You know, and then I didn't see him for the rest of the night. He
took
to
a
everyone.
Whole bottle of them and fell asleep in the hammock out front.
He did?
I don't know. Fuck knows, dude.
A lot of CBD here. I got pierced. I got my belly button pierced.
Yeah, do you still have that?
Took it out, bro.
You already took it
took
out?
Took it out. Yeah. And I think it's infected.
Ooh, really? Can we see
that
it?
Quick?
Can we get a belly
Would
update?
That be another reason to skip the Challenger games? You're just getting fried over here, bro.
Yeah, what if your stomach implodes?
Oh, wow. That looks terrible, dude.
That's not infected.
That's not too bad.
That's not infected at all.
It's just like a little bug bite.
All right, well, fuck you guys.
How bad was that pain, though?
It was horrible.
Like, the worst pain you've ever experienced?
No, God. But no. It was bad. It was really bad. And I felt where he went through.
Bro, he went through like a centimeter of skin. Like the thick part.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really bad, man. And I questioned why I did that. I guess for entertainment. You're welcome. Hit that subscribe button. And Spencer also got a tattoo.
I did.
Are you second guessing that?
No, not at all.
That one, because that's awesome.
This is dope. was dope.
Yeah, that came out really good.
It did. That guy killed it. What was his name?
Silva? Daniel Silva.
And he did the tattoo on your arm too, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he did that too?
Yeah.
The tungsten light bulb?
You get some lotion
on. Oh my
God.
No, let's talk about it.
We're going to
talk about it
right
now.
Yeah, we are. Here we are. Evan got this light bulb tattooed on his arm and there's a brain in it. And what is it? Left brain, right brain, creative versus logic.
Yes.
The issue that all of us are having.
No, not all of us. Just you.
And Mike.
Just you.
No, only me by way of you.
It's like you convinced you.
Jake said the same thing.
I'm going to chime in here.
Because of you. All of this is because of you.
It's called groupthink. And you're perpetuating it.
Yes.
The light bulb is a bit dated. And it has a very evident tungsten filler.
Okay, here.
Now tungsten. Now tungsten. Wait, tungsten, also known as wolfram. That's why it's the W on the periodic table. Tungsten is no longer used in most light bulbs.
There's no W here. This is an Edison bulb. Okay,
wow.
Get your facts right. You guys are a bunch of sheep.
I didn't say you flock with sheep.
All right.
Once again,
that is an Edison bulb.
No, it is not.
It is
Bender.
It is.
How do you figure?
It is.
No.
Edison bulbs. No.
Edison bulbs have coils, bro.
Yeah.
That is a coil. No, that is a horizontal filament.
Right. By the way, pull up yours.
Whatever.
Pull up your whatever.
I'm just saying fluorescent bulbs are in. Tungsten bulbs, dude.
That looks a lot closer.
They're the same thing.
Oh, shit.
Bro,
by the way,
tell me that's not exactly what's on Evan's arm.
Spencer, I'm sorry. I gotta. Can I make a quick note on this?
You're right. It is.
Fuck.
Here's the thing about the tungsten bulb.
And what's wrong with the tungsten bulb?
That's what I'm saying.
They're dated.
No.
That's fine.
Dated is not the word.
Why would I get that tatted?
Because
why the fuck would I get that tatted?
Because it's 2019, dude.
It is more efficient.
And
it is more efficient.
So much more efficient.
Okay.
I got nowhere to go. I'll wait on this point that will shut the whole conversation down.
All right, go. Let's go.
Just because something is old, i.e. me, i.e. Metallica, i.e. Metallica,
pyramids,
i.e. Pyramids, i.e. Led Zeppelin, doesn't mean they're not the motherfucking best things going, bro. The kid got something dope, classic, and the epitome of light and lighthood tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, and,
okay, and you want to know what else? Evan is a fucking classic, bro. That the day Evan goes out of style will be the day that I am not. It won't happen.
Okay, and here's the thing.
You're never gonna go out of style.
I'm with you because you're getting feedback from someone who has a Squirtle tattooed next to his penis, and then a woman with a tiger eating the woman's head and a sword going through it, telling you that your tattoo
I did not say that. I did not say anything there.
Wait,
nothing.
I'm not saying it's insufficient. I'm just
Squirtles don't wear sunglasses, Logan.
Mine does.
You know this.
And he's cool as fuck.
It's not realistic.
When you say he's cool as fuck, you hate him.
I hate him, yeah. Such a dumb tattoo.
So, what else?
I get so much pleasure seeing how different people react. Mainly girls. I'm talking about girls, you know?
Have you ever had someone that's like excited about it?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Really?
For sure. And by the way, those are like the coolest girls because they're probably like weird and quirky like me. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good call out because some girl that I have like a little bit of a crush on, it's a digital crush, but we're like talking. She's like a huge anime. She goes to like the Comic-Con shit and like she takes pictures with Rick and Morty. Like she's not popping bottles at the club because she's hanging out with Rick and Morty dressed as some fucking
some girls like that anime chick.
Like that's dope. If you're an anime chick and you're out there, you're cool. If you're Rick and Morty, you're cool.
Do you guys know who Belle Delphine is? Let me pull up this girl real quick.
Pull her up. Let's talk about girls for the rest of the episode.
It's such a great thing to talk about.
I love the female gender.
Belle Delphine. I talked to this girl a little bit. She went viral recently. She's like a, what is it called? A cosplay?
Cosplay, yeah.
But she's popping right now. 4.5 million followers. Look at this engagement. 615,000 likes, 620,000 likes, 813,000 likes.
Damn.
And she, she's kind of dirty, bro. See, that's a Bulbasaur on her t-shirt, though. That's what I'm saying. Don't underestimate Pokemon.
So this is potential wifey then.
Look up.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I spoke with her a little bit because she did this thing where she
what does that comment from Lulu Debris say?
Oh no, I don't want to read that.
Oh my
Can
God.
Someone else read it?
No.
Or should we just skip that one?
No, just skip it.
Yeah.
Cut that.
But
look at the comments are horrible. You can't put anything
on.
Because
yo, any girl who's doing stuff like this is gonna get hate. Because especially like
one just says bullshit.
Bro, she sold her bathwater. She she put her bathwater in cartons and sold it. See? And people bought it. Like, the gamer boys love her. They love her. And it's this weird phenomenon because she's like a really pretty girl, you can see, but she's making bank from selling her bathwater. Look, and she drinks it.
A lot of them do. I'm friends with the girl.
Is interesting. Are we in the wrong business?
Yes. I think so. Yes. That's yes. And when I talked to her, she told me to do something like this. What did she say? I think my like socks or something. And maybe she's right.
You were going to sell your armpit hair or your beard.
I was going to sell my beard. You can't do it on eBay though. And I think I would have to sit there and package.
Well, you wouldn't, Danny.
Trimmings. Danny, I don't want to make her do that though. And also, there's a different type of sentiment for a really pretty girl and like
pretty guy.
Gamer dudes.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. Gamer dudes will buy and do anything this girl says because that's their like dream crush.
And they're making guap nowadays.
Gaming is huge. Next weekend, when does this come out? Friday?
Tomorrow.
Next weekend, not this one coming up, but the one after, New York is the World Cup. Is it Fortnite? I think it's the Fortnite.
Same day as Challenger Games, by the way.
Same day as Challenger Games. Great planning on your part. Thanks a lot, dude.
It's extremely different audience.
Sure, but I also wanted Banks and Rice and all that.
Rice will be there.
Oh, Rice.
What's happening? Where's he going?
I don't know your name.
Right? Oh, he's walking.
Right. You're the first guest to ever walk off the show.
Twice.
No, you're the first guest to walk twice.
Yeah, you're the first guest to walk twice. So anyways, the World Cup of Gaming, I don't know what it's called, if somebody could look it up, has a $30 million prize purse.
Wow.
Like, imagine winning the duos tournament for Fortnite and them writing you a check for $10 million.
Wait.
Bro. Can you please look it up? I'll look it up.
What, the prize purse?
Yeah.
I'd rather look at this girl.
There's another game chick that I'm friends with, her cosplayer, her name's Meg Turney. Okay. Are you able to pull her up or do you not care enough?
No, I because the cosplay thing is interesting to me. Like, this is it's a whole new world.
She's an OG, so she's not the same, but.
Oh, you're friends
with her? But similar kind of stuff, bro. They get dressed up and like there's a whole industry.
Yeah.
And that dude is Gavin Free, her husband, I think. And
they get dressed up.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying, bro?
I'm so intrigued by it because I don't know much about
me
it,
neither.
And I'd like to know more, you know?
Should we go?
Comic-Con's this weekend. Yeah, it's this weekend.
Can we get in?
Of
course. Can we find a way to get in?
Of course.
Wait, is it in San Diego?
Yes. Saturday only? Wait,
the
what?
Girl that I have.
I can only go Saturday because I'm going to New York Sunday. If you're in New York, I'll be there too.
Can I say this? The girl I have the digital crush on is at Comic-Con this weekend. Should we go
Saturday? Should
I bring flowers or something?
So is my ex.
We're cool, though. What would you guys dress up as?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going to dress up as his ex. Might be a little weird, but.
Oh, could be.
I have a shirt.
Squirtle?
I have a shirt.
That's with my ex probably on good.
It. I'll probably wear that.
No, so actually, why don't we get do the whole nine and get dressed as characters, bro?
Can we do that, Danny?
Can you? Could you?
Saturday, we can go to Comic-Con? Yeah. We should go.
Let's do that.
I'll be Yoda.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, let's go fuck around at Comic-Con Saturday.
Can you start looking up costumes? Yeah. No, I mean now. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, let's go to Comic-Con. Fuck it. No, but Comic-Con's fun.
Oh, wait, are we going or no?
I want to go.
Okay, cool.
I went last year. It was awesome. It was great.
This is good.
Hold on. Stick with the silence for a second.
Let it breathe.
Any silence that we do will be the longest silence in Impulsive history.
You broke it.
Yeah.
Danny laughed.
No, you broke it, bro.
Yeah.
Danny, did you laugh?
Yeah.
You're funny and just like a nice angel.
Are you a sheep, Mike? Huh?
Yeah.
I didn't think you were.
I was going to make a joke.
I really didn't think you were.
But I am refraining.
How you guys feel about hand jobs?
About what I really am. Can you imagine what I was going to say?
How you guys feel about hand jobs?
A lion?
No, a fucking lion? No, it's not another animal. Hand jobs went out right around Sadie Hawkins, 1972. I'll be honest. Some girl tried to give me a hand job a couple weeks ago. And literally I'm like sitting there looking at her doing it. And she's like, wow, I thought you'd be more excited about this. I'm like, yeah, my dick, you're really not even getting me hard, dude. You're just sitting there with your dry ass bench press hands trying to jerk me off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. How excited do you expect me to get?
Okay, why?
You know what I'm thinking about right now? Lunch. Okay, if my brain goes to lunch while you're trying to give me a fucking old fashioned behind a dumpster at the public library in Milford, Connecticut, then what are we doing here, bro? woman, bro. Like,
why did she do it dry?
Dude, you know what I'm talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about, but you know her, dude. Like, fucking A.
why does it have to be dry?
That's what I'm saying,
well,
bro.
Because here's what she said halfway through it all, so that was harmful. She was like,
harmful.
Fuck. Don't
do the motion.
I'm not going to. She's like, I don't want to make you upset while I do this, but I do have to tell you I have a boyfriend.
I remember
as if you couldn't have made this hand job any fucking worse. Any worse. And I'm sitting there now at this point. I'm like, yo, like, have you ever jerked off a rubber band? Because that's what you're doing right now. You're playing with a piece of fucking salmon.
Salmon.
Like, what's good, lady? Like, bring something to the party besides a fucking plague.
Bro, my opinion, and I feel like you're on the same page, Spence, you can't underestimate a good HJ.
It's true.
You can't. It's true. If they do it right, that's why, bro, like, sometimes I'll go out of my way and I'll ask politely, of course, just like it's excuse me, can I please have the filet mignon?
Yeah.
Excuse me, may I, can you please give me a handjob? And I tried to do it the other day and a girl, she goes, Logan, I'm so sorry. I can't give you a handjob. Mm. And made me sad, bro.
But then she blew you probably. Is that what you're about to tell us?
Like, No.
Well, that's it.
She just wandered off into the sunset.
She rode off on a small horse.
The one that got away.
Whenever people say sentences that I think are funny and that, like, when I was born, I never thought I'd hear, such as, I'm sorry, I can't give you a hand job. Like, she's apologizing.
Yeah, you're like, thank you.
Like, I write it down. And
that's when you just kind of, like, you just sip on your tea and you're just like, yeah.
Well, I hate whenever girls apologize for anything sexual. Like when they're like, I can't do this tonight. And I'm like, first of all, I didn't ask you. We're just laying in bed. Like, I'm be honest with you, I'm 34 years old. I'm ready to go to sleep. I don't give a shit. If you told me that my Uber Eats wasn't coming, we'd have a fucking problem. But I don't give a shit. Okay. If you happen to slide down my fire pole, great. If not, I don't care, dude. Like, let's just go to bed. I'm fucking tired. I gotta film 18 fucking podcasts tomorrow.
Yo, I swear to God, bro. Ever since you have that show, The Night Shift, you've gotten funnier.
Dude, I'm just because I'm always on camera.
Why
bro.
You
I'm never
on
turns
today?
You are slightly more aggressive on this show than The Night Shift, though.
Which is bad. Like, The Night Shift is my. I can do whatever I want. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm having. Because
you're getting that AdSense. Let's be honest.
No, that's not why. Because I'm having trouble.
It's fine.
There's things that can help you.
Inflatable penises. I'm having trouble. I'll be honest with you. I don't have my boys there. It's becoming tough. It's not becoming tough. And by the way, I'll get there because people have said to me, bro, you have it. You can do it on your own. But like, yo, having homies with me, bro. Like, we're able to bang around.
Really good at just
like this show is because we're all chilling, bro.
Yeah. It's true. It's a vibe.
Man, I love you guys, dude.
Yeah, I love you too, bro.
Fuck. Oh, last night, I do want to tell you one other thing that happened. We walked off the set and it was just a really stressful episode. I think a lot of people came up to me and they were like, yo, sorry you had to go through that on live air and shit. It was tough, bro, right? And he came up to me and I walked right out that door and he goes, hey, man, I just want to let you know. I fucking love you, dude. And he went like this and I go to hug him and he shook Brad's hand. He was talking to Brad. he was talking to Brad, the fucking producer, the video guy. And I literally was like, I feel so embarrassed right now as if my night couldn't get any worse. I just stole someone's salutation. Like, what the fuck?
I do love you, but like, let's be honest, bro. Brad's been here for 90% of the episodes. He's always just switching cameras to the highest degree of efficiency and quality. Yeah. And we fucking love Brad. When things go wrong, Brad's always there.
He's so good, dude.
He showed up on a 30-minute notice before on a skateboard. He shows up sweating on it with a skateboard in hand.
It's like, how far did you come? He's like 27 miles.
By the way, how fast were you going? In a blizzard.
In right. LA.
In a blizzard.
A snowstorm blizzard. It's just like, damn, dude. Comes in bloody, still switching the cameras with blood dripping down on the buttons.
Oh, bro, I'm well overdue to show up somewhere covered in blood.
Oh, we can make that happen.
Well overdue. Yeah. It's always a surprise when that one person shows up to where you are and face dripping in blood.
Yeah.
And I have yet to have that happen. It's been a minute.
Whenever it happens, I just don't ask.
Yeah, okay.
I just don't want to get into their business.
Yeah, cool. Well, it's
because that's personal stuff.
It is personal.
You know?
It happened to me once. I fell off a log. I was climbing a log and I fell and I showed up and I don't mind blood, so I'll show up and use it as some sort of like a conversation icebreaker.
Look at this picture. This happened to my car once. You know how bloody I was after this?
Wow.
Look at my car.
I noticed a quarter of the front is completely missing.
I drove it into a ravine at 5 a.m. I just fell asleep.
Your engine?
No, I fell asleep. The engine block's gone.
Your engine is a tree.
It became a garden. Let's show that one more time.
It's a garden.
Did you harvest berries from that after you crashed?
Bro, I was driving on I-95 and I seemed to, I think it was a tester or something, but I guess you can't drive sleeping. It's impossible. Doing both at the same, doing one separately.
You could do it in the Tesla now.
This is an Infiniti G35 from 2008.
Okay. So you experimented. You wanted to try taking a quick little nap.
I don't think it was purposeful, but I'll be honest with you. I woke up in a river. In a river, dude. I kicked the door open and there's people down there. Sir, are you okay? And I just started tasting this steady flow of blood. And I was like, oh, this is good.
Know this?
No. I have so many untold. I have so many stories that you don't know.
When is the book coming out, man?
Yeah, say it. Yeah, I know it. Yeah, this is great.
I am literally pen to paper, but not signed yet, pen to paper on my book contract with a massive publishing house that worked with Jordan Belfort and some other big dogs. The book's coming. It's coming out. I'm amped, bro. They're getting me a writer to finish it to clean it up and finish it. And so all of these kind of things, they'll be public because I'll be honest with you, I didn't hold shit back. I have every fucking bloody gut story in that book.
You need a section of the book. I don't know if you guys have ever seen these books that have
pictures
photos
in the middle.
Yeah. like a few pages worth of pictures. You need it.
Hey, that's actually a great call. Great call.
Like me fat. Me
yes.
Like
absolutely.
All that shit. Yeah, that's dope.
100%. Rawest of photos that you have.
If you can pull some miracle shit, dude, and somehow become a billionaire in the next, 30 days or so, your book could become a movie. Like your story is almost epic enough to be turned into a film.
What does Mike have to, does he have to do anything else in this life? So
yes,
after
absolutely.
They watch the movie, they're like, dude, he just.
Well, cause look,
he kind of sucks.
Look from a lame.
He just has the night shift. Like is that enough?
Wow.
I mean, the night shift's lit.
No, because,
don't get me wrong, but
yes, the answer is yes. Like any person, like Mike made it. Like especially where he came from, like he made it, right? But for a film to be made, this can't be the climate.
I will.
So that's what I'm saying. What do we got? What do you got in your tank?
I disagree. Only, and I understand that, but I disagree only because. You see, like, Silver Linings Playbook, dude. Like, he went from rehab to running in a trash bag, and I think back to rehab or so. Like, it was an arc that went like this. I had some really, I mean, one of the best movies ever made, dude. Bradley Cooper crushed it, like, amazing movie. But, like, I don't think there needs to be, I think there just needs to be one core storyline, which was, yo, we have a drug epidemic in this country. My story highlights that and also has some of the most visceral, graphic things like the lady who read my manuscript that I'd written so far was like, I don't know how to say this, but how are you alive? How are you alive still? Like this car crash is one of 1,000 things that should have taken my life. One of 1,000, it's just one little tiny thing. And so she's like I, and by the way, how is your mother still alive? And I'm like, yo, honestly, my mom should have no hair.
So what's your, I guess, what's your purpose now in life? Because that's what I take away from these stories is that when I come out, it's like I meet someone who's just on a journey now. They're on it. They have their purpose.
Quickly, I want people to never, ever, ever tap out. Ever. Ever, ever tap out. Because I think a lot of people get settled into thinking that if they make it out of the slump they're in, that they'll just be okay. I want people to know that if you make it out of the slump that you're in, you're going to be at the top of the world. Like you literally can go from, I say I was at negative 99. At the end of my addiction, I had one foot in the grave. I was ready to die. I had accepted it. Like I could have written on my tombstone. From there to where I am now is there's so much separation and so much growth that you literally can come out of the depression you're in, the anxious spell you're in, whatever you're going through right now, and become the top of the world. And there's a lot of people who have done that and who are doing it. It's happening more and more because of digital and because of all the things you don't need degrees and all that classic traditional stuff for. So number one is my purpose is to tell people don't tap out. And number two is I want to make people laugh. I want to make people laugh and I want people to just have a good time similar to Logan. I want to entertain.
Mm-hmm. Got
That's it. That's it for right now. I'm sure more stuff will come. And I do want to help addicts. I do really badly want to help addicts. Like I want people to get me in touch with other addicts so I can talk to them and make them understand point one, which was not to give up.
Got it.
Remember the conversation we had with Ash in Sweden?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot. There was a lot. And I wrote down some of the notes here. But he said, you know, have a metric for your goals. So when I say, you know, I want to be the biggest entertainer in the world, good goal, but there's no metric, right? There's no, how can I tell when I've done that?
Measure.
It's not a problem, but it's going to be more ideal and more effective if you have a metric for your goals. Some people, their goal is to, I want to be a billionaire. That's a metric. But Ash made a comment to a super wise guy. He said, what do you do with your $1 billion to feed your purpose? So what are you going to do with your goal to feed your purpose? So find your purpose. Mm-hmm. My purpose, what Mike kind of just said, I believe I was put on this earth to make people happy and to entertain them. Mm-hmm. I like being the jester,
I agree.
Per se.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'd love to make $1 billion, but how much of that am I going to put back into the people through content products, whatever it is?
You'd say you're honing in on that now, or have you?
I don't know. It's one of those things. It's going to take a bit to digest. Yeah. Truly, you know, because like make $1 billion isn't like a goal of mine. It'd be cool. Like it'd be sweet.
The other thing you brought up that I thought was really cool too was not only thinking about the goal and why you want to achieve that goal, but also what are you willing to do or not do to get there? And so a lot of people have this goal of being either a millionaire or a billionaire. He said, do you understand every billionaire that I know has worked 120 hour weeks for the last 20 years?
Yeah.
They do not see their family. They do not enjoy time off. None of those things exist for them. And so when people have these audacious goals of being multimillionaires or billionaires, understand what comes along with that.
Oh yeah. Most people can't accept like the actual, you know, what they need to do. I think another thing too, I actually put this on my Instagram story like 2 weeks ago. I think people who are, but they're probably hearing this and they're saying, well, I don't know what my purpose is. I feel lost. Like, how do I find it? I think the biggest thing you can do is just take an uncertain step forward if you don't know. Like the worst thing you can do is take no step forward or a step backward. But the best thing you can do if you don't know your purpose is at least take an uncertain step forward.
I like love uncertain steps.
When you know, first went to rehab, like that's a very uncertain step. Like you moving to Hollywood, uncertain step. Yeah. You know, cutting out weed, that's an uncertain step. Like all of us have those that we're taking every day.
It should be scary.
Yeah.
It should make you uncomfortable.
So I think people that get too hung up on like, oh, well, you know, what's my purpose? Like I feel lost. Well, just take a step forward like that. You don't know what you're doing. Just take it.
There is an incredible quote about indecision that I'm looking for right now. I think it's something like, the right decision is the best. The wrong decision is not great. The worst decision is indecision. Like basically like indecision is the worst thing you can ever do.
Yeah.
The worst thing. So if you're faced with a decision in life and you do nothing, that is always and will always be the worst thing you could ever do. If you do something wrong, you will learn from it. If you do something right, great job. You did something right. But not doing anything and staying stuck in life is the worst thing. And I think like the point you just made kind of almost leans towards fake it till you make it a little bit. Just start doing stuff. Yeah. Like be what you want to be and do it until you are.
Be decisive. That's a big also like character note too. Like how annoying is it if you've dated someone and you're like, hey, where do you want to go to eat? I don't care. It's up to you.
Yeah. It's
a that's such a class.
Tell me where you want to go to eat.
You really don't care? Okay, let's go to Maestro's. And when you're at Maestro's, I really wasn't in the mood for steak tonight. You said you didn't care, lady. Be decisive. Yeah. Be opinionated. Like one of the traits that I am looking for in my future wife, I want this bitch to be opinionated. I want her to care about things and express those viewpoints to me. With emphasis and oomph.
Yeah. With some pizzazz.
Yeah. What are you looking at, Michael?
I want to find the quote.
It's okay.
Yeah. But if someone knows what I'm talking about, please post it. Absolutely insane episode 101. Yeah. Like, I mean, honestly, 400? Like,
you're saying?
No, this one.
This one.
I feel like we just went all over the place.
Yeah, we did.
In a great way.
In a real good way.
So what's the next chapter looking like? Impulsive, for this? 101 and beyond.
That's a great question.
Or Hobbit 102 and beyond.
We got to do another live.
Because it's 101.
Yeah, you're right. 102 and beyond.
It's fine. It's all right. We got to do another live. I'm not sure if we should do it at 150, if we should do it at the 1 year anniversary.
Can we do it at 1,000? Episode 1,000. I'm sorry. It was that draining. It was horrifying.
Would you do it that long though? Like 3 hours is a long time.
No, I don't think so. There was too much going on, guys.
You just learned a lot from it. Yeah. I think you can do a better job with it.
Do you guys think we'll ever get to the point where we have a crowd like every episode?
The answer to that question is that will happen when this is moved to a professional studio elsewhere in Hollywood and we have to show up as if it's a job and it's like a true show with the giant budget.
Yeah. Giant fans too, like big fans
that are silent.
Or AC, like whatever we have to do to keep it cool so I don't overheat.
Yeah. I learned so much from that.
Heat stroke on set.
Sorry.
It's all good. But I don't know, bro. Like I thought, Is it bad if we do 2 episodes a week?
That sounds horrible. Yeah? I think the fans are... Sorry, is this a real...
It's a real question. Here's why. Part of the reason the night shift does so well, and by the way, so does Jake and Logan, is because there's 1 a week. They're scarce. You're not oversupplied with it, and you feel like you have to watch. Because we spit out a fuckload of knowledge, bro. And how much are we giving that we could make it a little more... quality over quantity.
I think, and this is a point you've made in the past on it being a long play, I think that the value we're currently offering our current fans is so great that like literally if we took an episode away from them, I think they would actually be quite upset about it. Like there are fans of ours that literally are like, yo, this is how I get through a shift at work. This is how I get through my depression. Like I love having these regimented 3 episodes per week. The other thing I will say is, if Rogan went to 3 episodes per week right now at his stature, he would get this. He would just crush it 3 times a week. I don't even know. How many episodes did he do? 7? 5?
He's a lot, 4 or 5.
So
yeah.
I think as we continue to get better guests, better at the show, doing better, more press and more people come to the show, we'll be doing 1,000,000+ views a week, 3 times a week. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
As far as what else the future holds, I think the caliber of guests is going to increase. I don't want to nix anyone just yet, but like I think we're gonna be able to get some high quality guests. Sponsors, dude. Like,
yeah.
All jokes aside, we had our first 2 sponsors in 100, and I just got 2 more confirmed today. We're finally gonna be making money from the show. Like,
crazy. So, did you expect the first 100 episodes to be? Did you expect us to be where we're at right now?
Nah, man. I didn't have any expectations. I mean, like the goal was always to make the sickest show and more importantly, me actually enjoy what I'm doing. Cause if I'm not, like you can tell, like with Twitch, for example, I think about this a lot because I like to try a bunch of different things. And I remember I streamed on Twitch for a minute.
Yep.
And it wasn't the streaming that I didn't like. It was like, I just get bored of video games. Like, I don't like video games. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I can do them for 8 months and then I'm like, I literally look around and I'm like, the fuck am I doing, bro? I'm sitting at a computer for 10 hours a day.
And not only that, but like even if you did like something about this show, something about the sauce, something about the, or there's a sauce, it's something about the studio, the people on it. Like, I don't really know how to say it exactly, but the people fuck with us, bro. Like we have become a cultural point right now. Like people watch this show and they're like, yo, I watch Impulsive to get this out. I watch Impulsive to get that out. And by the way, you're already seeing it with me, but this show is starting to churn out stars, spinoffs. Like now I've got the night shift. You have your channel going. Like someone who's watching.
I see you with that clickbait.
Yeah. Like and that? Rightfully so.
People were saying, they're like, damn, he studied from Logan.
My future at the Maverick House, Spencer's clickbait like this.
Did you watch it though?
At the Maverick House, I did. Yeah. I was brushing my teeth. Because future is
a bright one. And the good thing. Oh, shit.
What's going on?
I got news, man.
I saw someone in a yellow shirt, but I didn't see their face.
I gotta tell you who it is quickly. Peaks is here. We have Peaks on the next podcast. He brought fucking Perp Drink with him.
Fuck.
He brought fucking Jerry Perp
Drink. No offense, Jerry.
I love Jerry, but we've said some fucking things. We've said some.
No, I know. He knows.
He does.
He's in the Challenger games. He's in the Challenger games. He's fine. He'll be fine. Guys, we're going to go to an audio only right now. And I want to actually talk about this video of Dana White talking about going to the UFC. I just want to play a little bit so I can tease you, blue wall you a little bit. Oh, wait a second.
Or don't play it and just play it in the audio.
I'm going to do that too. Okay.
All right, dope.
Okay, great. So I'm going to talk about Dana White. Me possibly fighting in the UFC was good. Hit that subscribe button. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you. Impulsive episode 101. Hey, Big Mike, Spencer Taylor, and Evan Eckenrode, a.k.a. Dwarf Mamba. We'll see you guys next time. Peace. All right, so Dana White got Hollywood fixed. Dana White got paparazzi'd. Our boy Fletcher, who we actually had on this show. Did you see him at the charity basketball game? Camera in hand?
How did he got there?
What do you mean?
I put him on the list.
You're lying. You put him on the list.
Fletch, bro. He's a good guy, dude. Shout out Fletcher.
You put him on the list.
Yes.
For what purpose?
Because I said, hey, Fletch, why don't you come in and take some pictures of me hugging Jake Paul to try to fix
it. Shut the fuck up. You invited him?
I added him. Really quickly.
Did he ask you?
No.
You invited him. What's going on?
Sorry. He did ask. I have it on my Twitter account. I have it. I can show you.
And?
I work with the people who put on the event. And I said, hey, do you want some more press? Because I got the Hollywood Fix guy, and he's dope as fuck. And he also got yelled at because he was too close to the court during the game.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He
will get that dang footage.
Yeah. So he's chilling.
Yep.
He's down.
Okay. But yeah, he got Dana White the other day. Check it out. Check out what Dana said.
Logan Paul, because he's mentioned you several times and wants you to let him in. Does he ever have a chance?
I don't know. I never say never. I mean, everybody keeps asking me about all this crazy shit. Like, Bieber and Cruz, Logan Paul, and all these other guys. I don't know.
Yeah, and Farrah Abraham had a fight too, and for some reason it got canceled. But I mean, do you think it would make money? Would it be something good to do, even if it was just separate, like, celebrity?
I know that kid Logan Paul fought before, and it did well on the internet. I know they made money. So
yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so maybe there's a fighting chance.
I don't know. I mean, what would be the scenario? He comes into the UFC and fights a UFC fighter.
You'd
get killed.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn.
I didn't hear that part.
He said I would get killed. It was all good until he said I would get killed.
Hey, he's talking about the kid, though, man. That's what's up.
That's true.
You're getting
my name's in his mouth. Cred. And last time, the last time when my name was in his mouth, he wasn't this friendly about it.
No.
The last time he was like, if I let Logan Paul fight in the UFC, I should be arrested. And now he's like, I don't know, maybe it's worth the payout.
Maybe the arrest is worth the check.
Right.
Trust.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, bro, if we want to secure that big bag, I ain't going to fight in the UFC. I'll put on my own shit, just like we did. The UFC would be like a bucket list thing, but Dana's, I can tell he's breaking a little bit.
What if you get Askren'd? What if you, because you, in a weird way, you kind of look like Ben Askren. Yeah. In a weird way, because you got that funky hair.
It's very possible,
like,
dude.
What if you just get a flying so cowabunga smash cock right to the face, bro?
Yeah. that's a crazy move.
That is a crazy move.
The cowabunga smash cock.
I've only seen it once.
It's lethal.
Well, it happened to Ben Askren. He's still asleep. Yeah. Last time I checked.
No. He woke up. He put the other guy to sleep.
Did he win a fight after that?
No.
He won that fight.
What? No, different. That was way back.
Oh no. You didn't see Ben Askren get knocked out in five seconds?
See that? But it's the most violent thing I've ever seen.
Bro, it's the fastest knockout in UFC history.
Really?
Pull it up. It's audio only. Let's keep talking. Do you want to try to pull it up to show him?
I can. Bro, Ben Askren got knocked out in 5 seconds.
Recent?
Yeah. The most recent UFC fight.
Wow. By the way, he woke up and tweeted, that sucked. that was his tweet.
Now, he handled it well. I mean, The issue it was, Spence, he had so much beef with this dude. Like, they were mortal enemies.
And he was talking hella, like, family shit.
Family, race, all that stuff. And so, when this dude knocked him out in 5 seconds, you can imagine, like, how fucking stupid
By the way,
looked.
There was a lot of conversation because he didn't even get the Modelo plug done.
I don't think this is it.
What happened?
I don't know, dude.
What the fuck happened? This isn't it.
Dude, 5 second knockout.
Ben Askren, 5 second knockout.
There we go.
I don't know. Oh, here.
Boom, gone.
That's it, dude.
He didn't even get the Modelo plug done.
Bell rings.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
And then took three more to the
bro. It was really only 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
And then after, dude, the dude, Jorge Masvidal, who celebrated by going and mocking him. He like, he
stiff
oh, fish, I saw
like
that.
Fish.
And then he like fell over. And they asked him, they're like, hey, do you think the punches after he was already knocked out were necessary? And he goes, yeah, they were super necessary. Like, bro, he's cold as ice.
Well, not only that, but every guy would say that. Until that ref calls
But the way he said it, bro.
Yeah.
He goes, they were super necessary.
He's a cold man.
And he says even now, if he sees him in the grocery store, he's going to slap the shit out of him.
He said when he sees him at Whole Foods. He was like, if I'm going to see him at Whole Foods, I'm still going to fuck him.
Are they going to fight again?
No chance.
I don't think Ben wants that. Yeah, but that said, if he hadn't landed that knee.
No, bro. I'm sorry.
Ben Askren has proved his ability from a ground standpoint.
How do you let that happen?
As a wrestler, yeah. But yeah,
how do you let that happen?
Just hate to see it.
How do you get a knee to the face in 3 seconds?
We've seen something.
Because he's a wrestler, bro, and they knew that if anything goes wrong, like a guy sprinting at you and jumping in the air, he's going to reach for your legs. Completely open himself up for a knee to the fucking neck.
Dome, bro.
All right, bro, should we bring Peaks on next podcast?
Bro, that's crazy. I'm excited for Peaks too. Hey. He's closer to my age. Peaks, how old are you pushing these days? 33. I'm excited.
There you go.
All right, this is going to be a good one.
Hit that subscribe button. We love you. Rate us 5 stars. Impulsive. Out.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.